Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Polokwane 26.
Bedford View, N12, R24 West. Unfortunately, there's been a crash before Gululi's interchange. There's opgeroepte de verkeer in the omgeving and Eldorado Park N12 West. Delays again towards the Golden Highway.
Electricity Minister Khonsitsi Ramakgopa has called on Eskom and the City of Johannesburg's power utility to avoid resolving their financial dispute in court. The two entities have clashed over a 4.9 billion rand debt owed to Eskom, leading to Eskom seeking court intervention. Recently, the Johannesburg High Court ordered the city to pay over 1 billion rand of this debt, including interest. Speaking to the media, Ramakgopa emphasized that a solution should be reached through negotiation and not litigation.
It's unfortunate because what it does is to introduce great levels of uncertainty amongst the consumers, both household consumers and also businesses. Even those who had the intentions from a business side of investing in the city, those who wanted to expand capacity utilization, they are likely going to hold back on those investment decisions.
Free State Police say traffic on the N3 stretch road of the Harry Smith precinct is now flowing freely. This comes after truck drivers block the road in protest. The protest stems from growing tensions around the hiring of foreign nationals in the trucking industry. Police spokesperson Motanzi Makalele says a public order police attended to the matter earlier this morning.
The police are still monitoring the situation thus far without any incidents. The security has been beefed up and would like to urge all drivers to exercise caution and adhere to traffic regulations to help maintain road safety and prevent further disruptions.
Minister of Education Siviwe Kwakhube says children with special needs cannot be left behind. This as the department is seeking to expand the curriculum to allow children with special learning needs more opportunities. Kwakhube was speaking at the Educational Business Breakfast this morning. She says broadening the curriculum will infuse dignity in special needs children.
This is absolutely critical because we cannot leave learners with special needs and special learning needs behind. It's a constitutional obligation that we have to those learners. What that does is that it infuses dignity. Imagine how much of a confidence booster that is for a child to be able to go into a world of work.
And the United Nations warned the Paris Climate Agreement's goals are in peril, and 2024 is on track to break new temperature records as COP29 talks opened in Baku, Azerbaijan. The UN's climate chief, Simon Steele, addressed the COP29 opening ceremony earlier.
No country is immune. So let's dispense with the idea that climate finance is charity. An ambitious new climate finance goal is entirely in the self-interest of every single nation, including the largest and the wealthiest.
Amiel Pinaar, hoofdienste hier, die minister van elektriciteit moedig Johannesburg, City Power en Eskom aan om skuld buiten die hof op te los.
Yeah, please, don't fight in the courts. Leave that for the politicians to do.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.